coming at you from the AO studio. Order up the numbers game. Time for us to order up.
This week,
we continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest number fives of all time. Number five is alive this week on Order Up. From 5 to 1, what do you got, Dave?
It's actually interesting because I had to adjust my list a bit right before coming on. Because I didn't realize how great one of these number fives was. So I'm going to start with Mr. Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett wore number 5 when he played for the Boston Celtics. He's a member of the NBA 75th anniversary.
Take a drink.
Nine-time NBA All-NBA. 2008 NBA champ, the first member of a Big Three, right? And a Hall of Famer. And I was always a fan of him, even when he was in Minnesota. But the jersey to get was the green, or even the black, Boston Celtics number 5. Number 4 for me. Like I said, I'm going to change this up a bit. Number 4 for me is going to be, it's going to be George Brett. So George Brett, 3,000 hits, very amazing, over 300 batting average, 305 for his career, Hall of Famer, MVP, 1985 World Series winner. Rock number 5 for the Kansas City Royals. So that is going to be my number 4. Number 3 for me is going to be Jason Kidd.
Wow.
Jason Kidd came around right when I was starting to get into basketball. He won the 1994-1995 Rookie of the Year. I remember him watching him play for Cal. And if anybody has time, go back and watch Jason Kidd playing for Cal, because back then he dunked. He dunked in college. He was a menace. He was fast. He was 10-time All-Star, 5-time assist champ, 75th anniversary team, take a drink, 9-time All-Defensive team, Hall of Famer. I think he's pretty high in the all-time assist list. He might be number 1, but I know he's high up on there. But yes, Jason Kidd is my number 3. Now, this is where I had to move this guy up, and he's probably on your list too. But number 2 for me is Nicklas Lidström. Holy shit. This guy was like one of the best hockey players ever. Hall of Famer, 4-time cup winner, 12-time All-Star, 7-time Norris. I mean, he's part of the 100th anniversary team. I don't know if we do anything for that, but this guy was a monster in hockey. And number 1, he's probably going to be your number 1. It's Joe DiMaggio. He missed 3 years for military service, but that didn't stop him from just being one of the best hitters ever. My man would strike out 36 times in one season. Just 36 times. In 1941, he only struck out 13 times. Get the fuck out of here. And that year, he had 125 RBI. Like, just, he has the 56 game hit streak, which will never be broken. Joe D won on the Mount Rushmore of Yankee greats, and he is my number one to wear the number five. He's a Hall of Famer, 9-time World Series winner, 13-time All-Star, 3-time MVP. What do you got?
Great choices. I mean, you can't, I mean, you could do a top 10 baseball alum, right? There are so many guys that you can choose from. So like for honorable mention, like you already mentioned Jason Kidd and Kevin Garnett, but he's not a superstar, but a guy like Robert Ori. Like Robert, Big Shot Bob.
Oh, Big Shot Bob. 10 rings, yeah. Right? Something like that. He's at seven
Big
rings.
Big Shot Bob's a 7-time NBA champ. So, like, there's something to be said about that, right? A guy like, you know, Johnny Bench, you know, could be on this list. George Brett, you already mentioned. Hank Greenberg, former MVP, Hall of Famer. Like, this is tough. This is tough sledding right here. This is absolutely tough sledding. So, and Johnny Bench is one of the greatest defensive catchers of all time. He didn't make this list for me. Like, he's just on the outside looking in. We're going to start with soccer. We're going to go Zinedine Zidane. 1998 Ballon d'Or, 3-time best FIFA men's player. League One male player of the year in 95-96. Serie A footballer of the year in 2001. 3-time domestic league champion. 1998 World Cup champion with France. 2 times FIFA Pro World 11. And he was a Champions League champion in 2001-02. So, you know, he's done it all. He even coached. Zizou has done it all in the game of football. Number 4. Dennis Potvin. Calder Trophy winner, NHL 100th anniversary team, 7-time All-Star, 3-time Norris Trophy in the Hall of Fame, and won 4, count them, 4 Stanley Cups with the Islanders. 310 career goals, 742 career assists, a plus 456 for his career. Yeah, Dennis Potvin doesn't suck. So, there he is at number 4.
That's a good one.
Number 3, I'm with you on Nicklas Lidström. 4-time cup winner with the Red Wings. 12-time All-Star, 7-time Norris Trophy winner. Conn Smythe. Yeah. And durable. Nicklas Lidström was so durable. It was amazing. Amazing. And the lowest number of games he played in his career was 43 back in 94-95 season. Everything else, 78, 79, 80, 81. He has multiple 82-game seasons. So, yeah. Nicklas Lidström, durable, fantastic player all around. Number 2. Brooks Robinson. Underrated. Underrated on this list. 16-time Gold Glover. Back when Gold Gloves used to mean something. Back when you had to earn them rather than be a popularity contest and be a name. Brooks Robinson was an amazing glove. 18-time All-Star. Let that sink in. 18-time All-Star. An MVP. 2-time World Series. All-Star Game MVP. World Series MVP. A Clemente Award winner. And he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Superlatives all the way around for Brooks Robinson. And number 1, was there any doubt? Jolton Joe DiMaggio. 3-time MVP, Hall of Famer, 13-time All-Star, 9-time World Series champion, 2-time batting title, Major League Player of the Year, the 56-game hitting streak. What more can you say about the Yankee Clipper?
The numbers are just right. Stupid. The numbers what are more? Stupid. 13 times in one season?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He made 139 games and struck out 13 times.
Unbelievable.
Are you fucking kidding
me? A career 325 batting average, 361 home runs. His WAR isn't as absurd as Babe Ruth. It's a mere 79.1. So he's only 80 games better than his replacement.
He was an all-star every year he played.
And he missed 3 years because he was in the military. Think about that shit. He was over in combat during World War II. And
I'm surprised he doesn't have 3,000 hits.
Probably because he was serving his country in World War II.
He was serving his country for 3 years.
Killing Nazis. Going over. Yeah. That's it.
You're right. He missed out on like probably 150. He missed out on about 450 in hits.
Yeah.
And I guess he was hurt. He was hurt in 49 because he only played 76 games. That messed him up too.
Retired at 36 too. Like back when 36 was considered old. So, you know, he didn't overstay his welcome. So that's something to be said about that. But if he played those 3 years, if we didn't have World War II, what could have happened, right? But that didn't just affect him. Like when we get to number 9, we're going to talk about Ted Williams. So Ted Williams also served in the military. Yogi Berra served in the military. These guys, you know, they're like, I'm going to go fight a war. And when I come back, I'm going to pick up the bat and I'm going to keep fucking hitting.
I'm going to go pick a fight.
He's gotten better. So, you know, we want to talk about bygone eras. This is the stuff of bygone eras. I'm going to go serve my country. I'm going to go win this war. And when I come back, I'm going to win an MVP. I'm going to have a 56-game hitting streak. And I'm going to sleep with Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Man. Well, you're the man, Joe. Good job. The Yankee Clipper lives on. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know what your top 5 number 5s are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week as we go on to number 6. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.